This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to Best of the Rest, an indie comics podcast. My name's Jay Loving. Joining me, as always, tonight is my podcast partner, Dennis Chandler.
Hey, yeah, we're back.
We're back, yes.
2018. Of course, I think we've already done one in 2018.
Yeah, we did our top 10.
Yes. That's not an evergreen one. Neither is this one.
No, but...
So you got to listen to it while it's hot, because if you wait, it's just not going to have the same impact.
Well, we did get, I tweeted out on our Twitter account that we had selected Motor Girl for the top book of the year, and I included Terry Moore in it, and he gave us a thank you. He tweeted back.
Woohoo! We're on the radar, no matter how small we are.
He's a bestie of the show now.
Yes. He is our muse.
I would like to think, in my wildest dreams, he listens to the podcast, but I can't imagine. But, anyway,
no, he's got to be out there churning out great comics because he's a one man show.
That is true. But
and I didn't realize he really didn't start Strangers in Paradise in 1995.
Yeah, it was kind of late in the game before he started a lot of his indie stuff. He did some work for Marvel and DC, I think both. But anyway, getting off the bat here already.
Off the rails, out on the bat.
That's fine. Tonight, we're going to go through the January previews catalog. Of course, this is the January catalog, but it's for comics that will be released in March, sometimes later. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, finding out what strikes our fancy or what we think you might like coming up. And we're going off the previews website. The first one that comes up, of course, is always Dark Horse Comics.
Oh, that's alphabetical, just because of the way they group things.
Yeah. Well, then Dark Horse and DC and Marvel, they get preference also, an image also, before they do all the other comics too, at least in the print.
Yeah, I think they're, premier publishers or something like that in there, which just means they have larger runs or more money, or they're a certain percentage of the sales for that each month.
Either that or they pay Diamond to be the premier, one or the other. So. But
let's just get started in Dark Horse then. I bet you're about to say the first thing, which I was about to say, but pops up first.
Dr. Star and the Kingdom of Lost Tomorrows?
Oh, yes. Another from the Black Hammer universe. So you think he's creating his own little universe here under Dark Horse? He's going to keep expanding?
It might. It certainly could do that, given the number of characters that were in Black Hammer, you know, all the different superheroes. You could go off and explore each of those individually, which is kind of what he's starting to do.
Yeah, well, Dr. Star is more of a Golden Age themed book, right? Because this is supposed to be the predecessor for everything in Dark Horse.
Right. But that fits in with Black Hammer because those characters were, you know, it was kind of an homage to the Golden Age as well, so... He's keeping some continuity here, but I'm really anxious to see where he's going to go with all this. Like, the description for this book is, it says, this dual narrative story set in the world of the Eisner Award-winning Black Hammer series chronicles the legacy of a Golden Age superhero. An aged crime fighter desperately wants to reconnect with his estranged son, who he hopes would one day take the mantle of Dr. Star. And over the course of the story, we learn this World War II era origin, how he got his powers, his exciting ancestral adventures, the formation of some of Black Hammer's greatest heroes, and more in this heartbreaking superhero tale about fathers and sons.
Sounds like a Lemire book.
Does. I'm really intrigued by it.
Exactly. So Well, continuing on, I see American Gods starting a new arc or a new part of it. I'm still up in the air on American Gods. It seems to be an interesting story. I've got the book, but I've never read it.
It was okay. I'm not interested enough to continue on with the comics. They just didn't interest me that much.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel the same way, but they make some, there's some great Glenn Fabry covers, though. And then there's Mac covers. That's the two covers.
Right.
Mac and Fabry. So they got the two of the best. My only other favorite is, or favorite artist would be like a Dorman covers. But I don't think he does much covers anymore. And then there, it looks like Department H-24. Now, is this a 24-issue series or a 28-issue series?
This is the last one. Number 24 is the final.
And so it'll end. So that should be bittersweet there. But coming out. I also see coming out Mata Hari number 2.
Yeah, that one looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I ordered number 1, but I haven't, you know, it hasn't come in yet, so I'm still intrigued.
I think it comes out later this month in January. There's another one I'm interested in. Also, it's called Incognito Renaissance. And that really
Did you read any of the original Incognito Negro?
No.
Ah, okay.
So I'm coming into this cold, but it looks interesting. Description for this is like cub reporter Zane Pinchback almost witnessed a murder. Now the true witness thinks he's the prime suspect. Zane will have to go incognito and sneak into the Harlem Jazz Club to track down the truth. So it's kind of, it looks like a crime noir comic, but it's got this additional layer to it, which, I don't know, it looks interesting to me.
Yeah, could be. I kind of read the first series or two, and they were interesting. So, let's see. Then you get your Buffy spinoffs there. Whatever Giants is, that looks like a K. What are those? What are those giant monsters in Japan called? Kaiju? Kaji? It looks like it's a book of that, so, but I don't know enough to be of the interest. Then it looks like a Kushki, the Deathless, and Rasputin. So those are Mike Mignola's Hellboy world there. Which is interesting because I remember Hellboy dying and going to hell a couple of years ago. And I was reading something earlier this week saying he's come back in some issues or something. So I may have to see if Hellboy has been resurrected in the Hellboy universe. And I see the Lone Wolf and Cub Gallery Edition hardcover. I ordered that last month.
That's why I was wondering, because you skipped over that. I'm like, well, I couldn't imagine you not mentioning something about that.
Yeah, I did order that. I don't order much gallery edition stuff, but I saw that, and I'm going to put that on the shelf and have fun going through that.
If I were a Lone Wolf and Cub fan, I would order that, but I'm not really. So.
Well, it's a black and white comic, and this is just going to be perfect for it. Just from the artwork and the detail and everything, so.
Oh, I love black and white comics.
I mean, it's $99, so it's not a cheap spin, but,
no.
It's gonna be good.
That's what I'm saying. If you enjoy it, it's worth the money.
All right. So we'll go through there. See. So now that looks like there's some Abe Sapien trade paperbacks, some Angel and Faith, which is probably part of the Buffyverse trades. Ah, some Black Hammer trades. I wonder if those are on Hoopla.
Those are being, must be re-released, because I know they've been printed before. Certainly the Volume 1 has been released, so these must be re...
Oh, there's the Black Sinister hardcover, and that was serialized in Dark Horse Presents, which I think has gone away. I think they quit that anthology.
I've not
several months ago. But the Black... Well, the Dark Horse Presents was the anthology series, and Black Sinister was... I think it was like 4 or 5 pages running through 8 issues. It was interesting.
I was reading the write-up on it now. I'm not familiar with it. But
It's kind of, you know, it's kind of got that Batman theme going in it, but it's a, you know, it's almost a caricature book. It's like over-the-top kind of reversal roles, corrupt, ugly arcs, and with the, you know, kind of an 18th century coal barons, old barons kind of vibe, and it's a bunch of genres mashed together. It's interesting. I don't know if you're gonna, if it's you're going to get any deep, you know, meaning out of it, but it was fun in an anthology. I don't know if I'd buy the hardcover. It was interesting.
Hmm. We'll see. Maybe I can find it somewhere.
Hoopla.
Or find it on the cheap somewhere. I might pick that up.
All right. Then there's your Buffyverse trades. Buffy. And then a Conan omnibus. That's a big thing, too, because I thought that was a pretty good property for Dark Horse was Conan. And I can't remember who was writing the last series because they bring in a new writer that writes 12 or more issues, and that's an arc.
Right.
And then when that ends, they bring in another writer to do it. So I think the last one was like Conan the Slayer. I can't remember if that was like Colin Bunn or somebody like that was writing it. But it just kind of dropped off. I want to think maybe something happened. They didn't have a backup, so I haven't really seen anything Dark Horse on Conan lately.
I have not either, but I'm not a Conan reader, so I wouldn't know.
So let's sit here. Then we've got Creatures of the Night, Books of Horror, Books of Number One. So nothing really jumping out at me there. Oh, then you got Game of Thrones buttons.
Yes, which I will be passing on.
Yes. Of course, my local comic shop, just to get totally off track again, has a set of Hobbit button pins from the animated movie from the 1970s in the shop now.
Wow.
There are six of them. Look perfectly, look almost brand new, fresh off the press, but they're from the era. I look at them. They call into me, but I don't know what I would do with them. So.
I remember seeing that from the 70s, but I can't say I would want a pair of buttons or if I'm not certain if I have to spend anything significant on it.
Oh, yeah, they're more than $10 each.
Oh, jeez.
Ah!
See, I thought these Game of Thrones buttons at $3 were outrageous, but that's a lot of money.
Hey, there you go. So, all right, so down into there. Looks like we got a few, and then we get into the Harrow County trade.
Yes.
And then a Hellboy Into the Silent Sea hardcover. I wonder what that is. Huh. Wonder if I've gotten that one before. I shall have to take a look and see. All kinds of goodness here, it looks like, from Dark Horse this month.
Yeah, they're putting out omnibuses for their I Am a Hero, which I've heard good things about, but as soon as I read the description and it talks about zombie outbreaks, I'm out. I'm done with zombies.
What?
I'm done.
You're not like zombies?
I'm tired of it. It's like, no, I can't do more zombies anymore.
I Am a Hero, Joe Gollum, some Legend of Zelda figure. Looks like we're getting to more of the obscure plays. Oh, there's some Dark Horse Presents trades. So yeah, that's when I first saw that, I can't think of the name of it now since it made that such a big impression on me. Black Sinister, yeah. I mean, I like the Dark Horse trades. They were different, or Dark Horse Presents. They were different. You got to see a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, some of it looks interesting.
They were like $4.99. Well, at the point they were prestige, so they were like $6.99. Then they kind of went a little bit thinner down to like $4.99, so maybe they just couldn't support the price point anymore.
So we're back after that, some more Neil Gaiman stuff.
Yep.
This book here caught my eye when I was looking through earlier, and it's kind of off the wall. It's The Night of Your Life hardcover. And I was reading about this, and the cartoonist is Jesse Recklaw. And what Jesse does is talks to strangers and asks them about their dreams. And it gets them to tell their dreams. And then he turns this into 4-panel cartoons, comic strips. That's really bizarre, and it sounds like it could be either... I'm thinking this is either very intriguing or not interesting to read, or it's boring as hell. I can't figure out what it would be. But
yeah, I don't think there's going to be any middle ground with that.
It's only $16 for hardcovers. So I don't know. I may roll the dice on it.
Yeah, I guess the problem with some of this indie stuff like that is you know, unless you order it, you don't know if it's going to appear at the shelf at your LCS or you can flip through and make a decision.
Right. I'm fairly fortunate, and I have one of the better LCSs. They do get a lot of more obscure stuff on speculation than a lot of comic shops do, so...
Mm-hmm.
See.
All right. Okay, then some Occultists, Rasputin, Voice of the Dragon. So there you got some more Hellboy universe. The hardcover for Sherlock, or trade paperback for Sherlock Frankenstein and the Legion of Evil. I think there's only one issue of that left yet to come out.
Yeah, I think it's just four issues.
Oh, there's something for you. Tentacle Kitty coloring book.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And some Witchfinder and some other stuff to kind of finish it off there. All right, so a decent amount coming from Dark Horse. They just don't seem to have as much since they lost the Star Wars license. I wonder if that's kind of made them struggling a little bit.
I don't know. It could be. You know, they definitely do a smaller output now, but they do some good stuff. Like Department H, I think, has been pretty successful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these other things like Lobster Johnson. And
Black Hammer has.
Black Hammer, so.
Well, you know, like the Lobster Johnson and the Witchfinder and all that's still part of the Hellboy universe. So, you know, Mignola stuff going through there. But I wonder if he's winding all that down. I wonder if he's getting on up there. Because he's been doing that for like, I forget how long Hellboy's been out there, but it's, I think, from the 90s. So he may be wishing to do something a little bit different. He's winding down that universe.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
So, we'll see. They're on the know. They know what's good for their business and what's not. So I think that kind of does this for Dark Horse. So now we're going to the DC, and we'll try to keep things short for DC. Because this is an indie podcast.
Yes.
So, you know. Yes, so they're going to sit there and look. Oh, look, there's another hardcover of the Absolute Batman, The Killing Joke. Killing Joke, Killing Joke, Killing Joke. It's always that.
And has never and will never be one of my favorite Batman stories. It just has not ever been. I'm just not a huge fan of it.
Well, there's a Dark Knight's Metal hardcover, so that must mean Metal has ended by then.
I think so. I think 6 comes out in February now, and that was the last one. So
yeah, and I see that Action 999 is coming out, so that means the next month's going to be the big 1000.
Yeah, they actually. I'm sorry.
Which is a $30 book, isn't it? I hear.
I don't know. I hope not. Are they putting out some kind of a special?
I think it's a hardcover. It's a hardcover, 600-page issue.
Jeez, Louise! I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I've heard something about, 1,000 is going to be, it's 1,000. Google it and see what comes up later.
I did hear that they had delayed it a little bit because they want it to come out about the same time, roughly in the month that it came out, that Action Comics number 1 came out. So yeah, everybody's waiting for Action 1000, the first comic book to reach 1,000.
Yeah, it's $29.99. Oh, what else? It doesn't give me much more information on it. Oh, the hardcover serves as a companion to the Action Comics 1000 comic book coming in March. Oh, all right. So there'll be the $29.99 companion.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And the $5.99 or whatever book that actually goes out.
That makes a little more sense than it making everybody pay $30 for that. 1,000 issues.
So they're trying to get the completionist, get that money from the completionist.
Yes.
But if you're a completionist for Action Comics, then
good luck with all that. Yes.
If you're a Silicon Valley billionaire.
Yep.
All right. So let's briefly sit here and go through some more. So anything else catches your eye in DC?
I'm trying to look for something other than
five to ten rows of Batman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it something unusual.
Ooh, there's White Knight number 6.
White Knight, yes, that'll be coming up. And I saw a tweet today. Somebody had talked about to Sean Murphy about, you ought to talk to DC about doing a second volume. And apparently he is in negotiations. He claimed in his tweet that Batman White Knight is a top 5 book for DC right now. Whether that's true or not, of course, and how you figure sales figures are really
is it sales or units?
Well, I don't.
That's what's always the little nuance in it that gets me. Which is,
well, like I said, there's so many ways you can do that, and you can kind of fudge it however you want it to be. So, but it's selling very well, and it's getting a hell of a lot of praise, so hopefully.
Yeah, and it's getting a lot of press with the having the two Harley Quinns and explaining that and everything.
Yeah.
So, and it is Sean Murphy. Let's see.
Okay, here's one for you. I tweeted this to, I showed this to Ronnie today. The DC's coming out in March with an Infinite Crisis Omnibus hardcover.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. It's right beside Immortal Man, one of their new attempts to do new characters. But, yeah, Omnibus.
It's a bargain at $150.
Yeah, but how many pages is it?
Gosh, I don't know. A bunch, but, man, that's still pretty expensive.
Well, you get, oh, wow, there's a lot in it.
Yeah. Action Comics.
I don't know if there's $150 in it.
I'm not sure I'd be ready to pay that.
All right, so get through that. I'm into the Nightwing there. Red Hood and the Outlaw. Scooby-Doo. Suicide Squad. Oh, good lord. There's Super Sons, which is a really good read. Can't recommend that enough, but that's your usual DC stuff, so.
One I'm kind of interested in, it's part of the, I think, the New Age of Heroes stuff that they're coming out with, is the book The Terrifics.
I am myself looking forward to that.
For no other reason than it's Jeff Lemire writing it.
Yeah, and I think it's going to bring in Alan Moore characters.
Yep. So that one looks, I'm kind of anxious to see that one. But that really does it for me. Normal DC stuff.
Than your other than your 20 Batman titles.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to IDW. It seems they've really jumped on that Ghostbusters thing, that property with the all female Ghostbusters and our regular Ghostbusters from the '80s. They're crossing them over.
Right.
G.I. Joe. Oh yeah, I think I remember reading about that where they introduced a female Snake Eyes.
Okay, so interesting.
I think that's a storyline going on there. There's your Star Trek. Looks like they're doing Discovery off the TV show, which I've yet to see anything beyond the first episode because it's on a streaming service.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen anything because I refuse to pay CBS. I already got enough streaming services.
Oh, there's Assassinistas, number 4. I got the first issue of that. I don't know how I feel about it. Yeah, IDW's Black Crown hasn't done anything for me yet. It's a little out there.
It is. I'm sticking with it for a couple more just because I really wanted it to do well. You know, I like Gilbert Hernandez, who's the artist on Assassinistas, but what he draws and for Love and Rockets has always been monochrome, black and white, and seeing this in color is a little jarring. For anybody who's familiar with Hernandez's work, so.
And I gotta say, so who's ever drawing it? Do they know how to line up their? Do they know how to draw somebody shooting a rifle with a scope?
That's the first thing I noticed on the cover. It's a woman who's shouldering the rifle on her right shoulder and trying to look through the scope with her left eye. So just not gonna work. So
we'll see, but I'm Black Crown isn't, they haven't put out anything that's calling to me yet, but I'm open for whatever. Let's see, Demon Gods, isn't that part of the rebirth of like the Bart Sears and Ron Mars and some stuff they were doing back in the 90s? The Ominous Press?
Yeah, I think it is. In fact, I know it is.
That seems to be coming out sporadically. You'll get an issue here, you get an issue there or something.
Yeah, that hasn't been, I remember, and it's been, gosh, a year and a half ago when we first started hearing about it, and it just hasn't made the impact I thought it would be.
Wow. Well, it's a little bit more frequent than the Black Mask.
what isn't?
All right, so let's see. Dungeons & Dragons, Shadow of Something. So, oh, I hear there's going to be like a Dungeons & Dragons movie in production and all that, so may start seeing a bit more of that coming out from publishers.
Interesting.
Let's see. Then there's G.I. Joe versus $6 Million Man. I will say one thing about IDW. They like to take all their licenses and cross over with them all the time.
They do, yes.
And you know what the other thing is? I can't understand, but then you get these Jack Kirby Fantastic Four Artist Edition hardcovers and Mighty Thor. And I'm like, well, why doesn't Marvel do that? Why is IDW doing that?
I don't know. Licensing.
I guess.
There's a hardcover there that looks a little bit interesting to me. Half Past Danger, Dead to Rikes. I know this is, they've done earlier series, but this is kind of an alternate World War II history. And the description on this one, in the world of Half Past Danger, suddenly the time is 2 minutes until midnight. The Nazis have created a bioweapon that could be the end of everything. And all that stands in the way are a hard-drinking Irishman, a British femme fatale, a Japanese ninja with a pet dinosaur, an American Marine who's literally bulletproof. So it's crazy-looking sounding book, but I'm kind of interested.
Well, that does sound interesting. Let's see. Oh, then there's some Judge Dredd trade paperbacks. You know, I'm going to have to – I remember Martin and talking about that documentary on what was it, Future Force, about the British invasion of the artists coming over that were doing the 2000 AD stuff over in Britain, and when they came over in the 80s or whatever.
All right.
They said it was pretty good. I'm going to have to check it out. So, hey, look, it's Kid Lobotomy, part of the Black Crown. I think I got through issue 3, and it's like, nope.
This is issue 6. This is the last one. So.
Oh, you mean it makes sense by then?
I don't know.
Oh, look. There's the ones of My Little Ponies.
My Little Ponies, yes.
trade paperbacks, all that goodness for $19.99.
Good luck.
There you go, Punk's Not Dead. Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know. That's the third in the Black Crown
imprints. Oh, is that what it is?
This is their number. And it actually comes out in February. This is number 2 issue here in March. But yeah, this is the third attempt now to try to get me on board with the Black Crown.
Well, then there's ROM and the Micronauts. They've got two of their properties again crossing over somehow, yes, along with Skylanders. Oh, and then we go into Star Trek and Star Trek Boligo and Star Trek Adventure. Oh, no, Star Wars Adventure. So the only property they got to retain was his children's Star Wars Adventures Forces of Destiny. So we'll see how that goes. Now, what they don't have this month, and I think I was talking about it in our top 10, is the Star Trek New Visions. Like I said, it comes out about once a quarter or whatever. So it doesn't look like there's one of those coming out this month. Let's see. Then we're into our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, various trade paperbacks and issues.
Yeah.
And Transformers, more of their properties. And then finally into the Uncle Scrooge and some Walt Disney stuff. So there's some interesting stuff there in IDW coming out.
Yep. I'm also kind of looking at that Weird Love. This is, I think, a series that's edited by Craig Yeo, who publishes a lot of books, hardcover books. It's called Yeo Books. It's a part of IDW. And he does a lot of, he's very interested in the history of comic books, as I am. And he does a lot of anthologies of some of the early books, especially the horror and romance books of the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So that one may be something that's worth picking up.
There you go. All right. So if we're done with IDW, the next I is Image.
Yes.
So let's see. Gideon Falls. I haven't heard anything about that. Could be interesting, but nothing's grabbing me.
It's a Lemire, though. It's a Lemire.
Yeah, it's Lemire. So that means there's got to be some goodness in there somewhere. Then Oblivion Song, a Kirkman book. I guess that's what he's doing since Invincible's ending or something?
I guess. I don't know. I'm totally disinterested in Kirkman. And it's pure prejudice on my part. I'm tired of Kirkman. It's a post-apocalyptic. And it's odd because I have always, my whole life, even since childhood, I've loved post-apocalyptic stories. You know, Neville Shute's On the Beach novel, Failsafe. It's always appealed to me, but I'm starting to get a little tired of it. I don't know if it's because it's so much, because every third comic book out there is post-apocalyptic, and it just starting to wear on me a little bit. Or I'm just
not as interested. I can see that. I can see that. So let's see, Cyberforce. Oh, and rebirth of a 90s Image book. I remember when that was coming. Original Cyberforce was coming out with the foil covers and die cut this or whatever gimmick they had at the time. The pretty art and no story.
Right.
See, there's Port of Earth. I'm really enjoying Port of Earth. I think I read issue 3 today.
Is that how many are out?
Yep, I think the third issue came out today.
I'm going to get this trade paperback. It's only $10. So.
How many issues is it?
I don't know. Didn't say.
It's. I like the art, and I like the story of how it's going so far, so I kind of recommend Port of Earth. It's an interesting concept.
Well, I figure it's got to be at least 3 issues, so $10 is...
Less than 3 issues.
Less than 3 issues.
It's got to be the first... It's got to be the first arc, and the arc isn't done with issue 3, so it's got, you know, there's going to be a minimum of 4 in there, and for $10, hey, can't go wrong.
I may pick that up, because I haven't been reading it up to this point, so.
Yeah, there's The Realm. It's another post-apocalyptic that's been pretty good. I've been reading it. It's $9.99. Yeah, it's getting some, and that's like at issue 4 or 5, and we're still not done with the arc, so. There's the AD After Death hardcover. Well, that was a slogging read.
I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it as much as I had hoped.
But... I mean, I did, but I got to some of that the prose part, and it was just like, ugh. You have to kind of switch your mind. I find for me when I'm switching from like a visual storytelling with the comic and the word balloons to prose,
right?
And then making that switch in my head was difficult.
It's definitely a challenge, and I'm always up for that. But I just it, like I say, it didn't appeal to me as much as I had.
Yep. So then there's like Beauty trade paperbacks and Birthright trade paperbacks, Black Cloud 9. I read the first couple of issues of that. It seemed interesting. It just didn't capture me. There's the Black Science premiere hardcover. Oh, I volume 2. I really like Black Science as a series. It's pretty good, but it's starting to get a little long in the tooth. I think it's an issue in the 30s now.
Right.
And they're doing the whole thing where they just keep the story bouncing along. So we will see. And then more Cyber Force. I wonder if that's reprints of the 90s stuff.
I don't know.
Then Deadly Class, which I think has been optioned for a movie, which is why now you're seeing all the t-shirts and the trade paperback.
Well, it seems like every other title and Image is at some point is licensed for the movie, and they never get made. Like I know Descender is, which is kind of next down there.
Yeah, I keep thinking I need to check out Descender.
It's good. It is good. I don't buy the individual issues. I just wait till the trades come out, and I know at least the first couple are on Hoopla, so you can get them there.
Yeah, I may do that on Hoopla.
But it's a good story, and I like Lemire's telling of it, and Dustin Nguyen does the art, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but his signature is not the greatest looking thing, is it?
No, and that's an incredibly inside joke, but it's...
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you orient it.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
So then we got East to West. I've heard good things about.
I've heard good things about it. I just never have. It's like I got started way late, and I didn't want to try to catch up on it, so I've just never taken the time. One day I might.
Yeah. Yep. Then there's Eclipse, which I'm not familiar with, and then Elephant Man, which I think I've heard for years. Let's see. Eternal Empire, Evolution. So we're only still in the E's.
Yes.
Ghosted, God Complex, Gravediggers. Yeah, none of these I've actually gotten or have interested me. Hit Girl. I am, you know, I like the Millar, Kick-Ass universe. So I am getting it. I mean, this is issues 2, so issue 1 has not come out yet. So I'll get issue 2 just to kind of keep it going until I get to read it. So I Hate Fairyland. I have no idea what that's about. And then you got your Kirkman books, Invincible, Outcast, your $1 try them out and see. We're 175 issues in, but here's the first issue for a dollar. Try it out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then more trades, more Invincible trades, Invincible trades, Invincible trades. Then Kick-Ass 2. We're going to see how a new Kick-Ass does. Kill or Be Killed. Hey, isn't that another book that's been optioned?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, that's a good story, too. That's another one I don't, you know, I just wait for trades to pick them up or other, you know, read the digital trades. Mm-hmm. I haven't been buying the issues.
There's the Low Deluxe Hardcover Volume 1. I really like Low. Again, it's a post-apocalyptic, but it's supposed to be tens of thousands of years post-apocalyptic. And actually, it's post-apocalyptic from the state of the sun just going to a red giant. So you kind of have to suspend that belief that in a million years, humans are still going to be like human.
They're coming out with a hardcover for Nameless, which was a six-issue series that came out about a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Grant Morrison.
Oh.
And, it's kind of a... If you like Grant Morrison and you like bizarre, extremely difficult to understand mythology and occult, that would be interesting to you. But,
yeah, if it pops up on Hoopla, I might check it out. I've bought too much Morrison stuff where it's just I read it and then I'll reread it and I still don't know what's going on.
I like Morrison. He's challenging.
Yes, he is. That's an appropriate word for it. And then a bunch of Outcast by Kirkman.
Yeah.
And then into Redneck. I think that's the Redneck 11. I think we're closing in on the towards the end of the second arc. I was only going to do the first arc, and then I kind of accidentally picked up the start of the second arc, and now I'm sucked back into the second arc of Redneck. So
I haven't. They're doing Rat Queens too, and I've heard good things about it. I started that, and it came to... They went on hiatus, and then had to get a new artist because the artist they had was charged with domestic abuse. But I've heard good things about it.
There's a Royal City trade paperback for Volume 1.
Again, that's a good one. $10. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I like the way Image does that. Valiant is the only other publisher that I know that they reduce the price of their Volume 1s. Because, you know, a lot of trades are typically $14 or $15.
Mm-hmm.
And Image and Valiant will do the very first volumes at $10.
All right. Then we get into our various Saga trade paperbacks.
Snore.
Oh, I enjoy Saga.
I never liked Saga. I have never liked it.
Then the ever eternal Savage Dragon.
Sex Criminals keeps going along.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had their triple X covers for every issue. Oh,
pretty much.
And
yeah.
This month is Marguerite Sauvage. So she's going to do a triple X cover. So buy that cover, pull it out of the packaging, go to a con near you, and have her sign it, and just see what the reaction is as she has to sign around triple X.
I'm sure it wouldn't bother her. It might bother some of the people.
May
around,
not.
But.
Skull Kicker. I have no idea what that is. Slots. I've heard good stuff about that. I might pick up the trade when it comes out.
Yeah, this is number six. It said it's the end of the arc, so that should be April, May time frame.
Yeah, then a few Spawn, which keeps chugging along also. Spread, Stray Bullets, Thief of Thieves, and then we get down, looks like Walking Dead. Yes, all okay. That Walking Dead. The post-apocalyptic of all post-apocalyptic books.
Yeah, well, wake me up when you're finished talking about it. Because...
Oh, we're already done. We're on to the Wicked and Divine. And then Witchblade, which has been another. So there must be something about bringing back these 90s properties of Image. I'm seeing. So there's Youngblood, Witchblade, Cyberforce. The only ones that are continuing as they did in the 90s were like Spawn and Savage Dragon.
Yeah. They're releasing that, and they're also releasing the trade, Volume 1 trade for Witches, which was a Scott Snyder book.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of good things about, but I know that came out a long while ago, so I'm not sure why they're re-listing that, but.
Don't know. So, anything else in Image?
That's all.
All right, we'll go to Marvel and just pick a few from here. Looks like Mighty Thor is dying in Mighty Thor 705. I am liking in Marvel that month the Damnation Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, because that's the Ghost Rider I grew up on. So I'm looking forward to that. And there's Doctor Strange. I'm enjoying this interpretation of it with that's been currently going on. And of course, looks like we got an Infinity Countdown, so we got to start counting down for the movie.
Yes.
Well, everybody's been waiting for. Let's see. Bunch of Avenger stuff, some Cable stuff, Deadpool stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really much. I'm reading Doctor Strange just because of Donnie
Cates.
Cullen
Bunn? Oh, no, Donnie Cates. Cullen Bunn was writing it.
Was he? I didn't think he was.
Was he? Who was writing it before him?
Don't know.
All right. Yeah, but then we're getting into the Moon Girl, Miss Marvel. I got the first issue of Old Man Hawkeye today, but I haven't read it to tell you if it's any good. But I enjoyed the original storyline of Old Man Logan, but that was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I can't remember. A bunch of the Spider stuff. Thanos is pretty good. I've been enjoying Thanos.
That's also the new Donny K. I mean, he took that over too, correct?
Yes, he did. There's the Star Wars books. I actually enjoy them. And it looks like we get a bunch of Venom stuff. And then we get some X-Men. I love my X-Men. A few things. I don't know how all this X-Men Gold, X-Men Blue, X-Men Red. I just want my good old Uncanny from back in the day.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for Marvel. I actually was looking at my stack, and I got more Marvel today than I have in a long time.
Good.
All right. So let's go to everything else. And look at that. It's an Aftershock hardcover for $34, which I guess is their...
It's their Shock anthology.
Yeah, it's an anthology, so...
It's got some big names in it. Yeah. Neil Gaiman.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Starlin, Phil Hester.
Yeah. Paul Jenkins, Bill Willingham.
Cullen Bunn, Marguerite Bennett.
Azzarello.
That looks interesting to me. I'm planning on picking that up.
Cover art by Cassidy. No, I'll probably end up picking that up. Yeah, me also. Or you can wait for the trade. Oh, it is a trade.
No, it's hardcover. I don't know what this means, European album format.
Maybe it's got different dimensions. Maybe it's measured in meters instead of feet. we'll have to see. If you order it, you'll find out.
That is true.
All right, so let's see. So that's Aftershock. It looks like then we dive into some Avatar, all the crossed stuff, which has never appealed to me, but different things for different folks.
Dynamite is launching a new Green Hornet series.
Yeah, I saw that. So it's a female Green Hornet, and is it set in modern times?
Is it still? I thought it was Kato taking over.
Oh, is it? I have no idea. I was reading the description here.
Britt Reid Jr., the scion of the Daily Sentinel publishing empire, vanishes during a wild party on his friend's yacht. Meanwhile, crime spikes in the streets of Century City with a mysterious criminal, secret vigilante of the Green Hornet absent. It's only a matter of time before someone puts two and two together, and it's up to Kato, a former partner of Britt's father, and his daughter Mulan. Maybe it's her. Maybe it's Mulan to protect the city and the Green Hornet legacy. So maybe it's Kato's daughter that's taking... Maybe you're correct. It is.
Yeah, so...
Amy Chu is writing this.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. I just remember mostly Green Hornet from the spinoff of the Batman TV show of the 60s, and Bruce Lee as Kato.
Yeah. So, all right. So it looks like we'll get some Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. See if these. And I'm already into the Valiant. Yeah. Did I skip a bunch of stuff?
No. That's all. That's
interesting. How that come up there? So they're relaunching Shadow Man. Now, I was sitting here debating how to get that glow in the dark cover, but that's the 1 in 250. So.
Money. That's how you get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, eBay.
You wait for it to show up on eBay.
All right. So, There's the Black Eyed Kids trade paperback volume 3, which everybody needs to go out and buy.
Yes, which is coming to an end here.
Well, it depends. If everybody enjoys the trade paperbacks, then it might bring in another arc for season 2.
That's true. They might.
So check it out. It's a creepy story. And I finally listened to the Aftershock Central podcast, and I did not realize, I did not make the catch that there's little hints that the Black Eyed Kids universe exists within the same one as Baby Teeth.
Yes.
So the Baby Teeth and the Black Eyed Kids may exist in the same universe. And Baby Teeth is going gangbusters for Aftershock.
It is. It's going quite well.
Plus, I just want to know where the hell the damn Black Eyed Kids came from. I want to know. Some people don't like it. They just kind of like to be in that and they can accept it. Nope. I want to know.
I don't know. Don't want to know where they come from.
Let's see.
Complete Crimson Omnibus. Did you ever read Crimson?
Yes, I did. I had the entire set at one time. I think I sold them off. It was actually pretty good. That was actually an Image title under Cliffhanger, I believe.
This is coming out under Boom Studios.
Yep.
$125 for the hardcover omnibus.
I don't know if Crimson was that good, but it is Humberto Ramos' art, and I really dug him back in the day. It was an interesting story about the first vampire and Vivian, Lilith, and a bunch of other stuff. So it was an interesting thing. You know, I was actually reading, what was it? I read a Boom book today that was just very good, and it wasn't Grass King. We'll probably run into it here. Hey, there's your Deja Thoris. Is it still 25 cents?
Well, the first, the issue zero was 25 cents. But no, I'm sure that after that it'll go up to $3.99.
Okay. Yeah.
And I noticed this one, Dodge City. Mm-hmm. It's a Dodge City. Let me see what it says. Josh Trujillo and Kara McGee team up for a new series about the high energy chaos of competitive dodgeball.
Ooh, yeah. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's what I say. Because of the film, I cannot take this comic book seriously at all.
Well, I go by the, you know, on the weekend, I go by the park and I see the adult kickball and dodgeball teams out there in the park playing. So I'm just like, some people are getting enjoyment from it.
Gosh, kickball. It goes way back to...
Kickball and dodgeball. Let's see. Then we got some Kiss books. I actually found a good deal and I picked up the first two appearances of Kiss last week in comics. In two issues of Howard the Duck, of all places.
That's odd.
Oh, look, it's the Motor Girl Omnibus.
Yes, the hardcover. Just in time to get it signed at C2E2 by Terry Moore.
Why get a single volume of this trade paperback when you have to get two of them when you get the single Motor Girl Omnibus? It's 10 issues of goodness and probably some extra sketches.
Hopefully, yeah. It's coming out in both. Well, they're doing both soft cover and hard cover, but man, hard cover is only $10 more.
Yeah, so it makes it much easier to put ink to the paper when it's hardcover and have a sketch and an autograph on the inside.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting. I know Ronnie's already looking forward to that coming out. So.
Yeah, I just thought, I think that's one of the better covers.
Yeah.
I still like the cover where he's like holding up the sign going, buy this book or else.
Yeah, buy our comic book or I'll rip your head off. That was from the first issue. Yep, that's funniest of them.
All right, so let's see. One Punch Man, don't know. Pumpkinhead, don't know. Red Sonja from
Pumpkinhead.
Dynamite. It's almost like a Spirit of Vengeance kind of take.
That's another Cullen Bunn. That's what got me interested in it. Yeah, it's the Demon of Vengeance has been awakened, and the creature stalking the backwoods drug kingpins.
All right, then we get into some Stargate stuff, some Three Stooges.
Yeah, I love Three Stooges, but comic books,
I don't think their physical comedy translates to the comic book form.
Probably not, no.
Hey, there's an Unholy Grail trade paperback, which I thought was pretty good, but you know what? It was four or six issues now. Might have been six issues, $14.99. All right, and then we get into our Vant Blades and our different 30 different covers.
Yeah.
And there's the relaunch of Xena. That's number 2. Oh, then your cartoon one, Adventure Time, which is a funny cartoon. I don't know if it still comes on or not. But, you know, there's a soft spot in my heart for those animated shows where they have the adult in there.
Right.
But the kids don't.
Your various Archie titles.
Think about getting into collecting Archie. But more of the Archies from the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah, some of those are, yeah. Archie comics were the first comics I ever read as a kid. And it's mostly because that's what my mother would get me.
Yes, mother's approval.
I was very young when I started watching Batman, but I wanted those comics, and I think my parents just said, no, you're too young for those.
Here, have some Archie.
And what you would buy were these little anthology reprints.
The little digest?
Yeah, they were about the same size as a manga book. And she would get those because they were in the newspaper rack right by the cashier at the grocery store. So
Let's see, Assassin's Creed, Athena, some more Action Lab stuff. There's Baby Teeth 9, which is interesting because it's got the tentacles and the portal. So maybe that answers some questions from the current issue that just came out a couple of weeks ago. Barbarella. Hey, how'd you like Barbarella?
I haven't read it. I just got the first 2 issues today, as a matter of fact. Second issue came out today, and I picked up the first one off the backlog.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm interested to get your take on it. It's a different animal.
Yeah. I'm expecting it to be because I just know the background. So I will get that read here in the next few days.
All right. So let's see. Now we're getting into the Belladonna. So there's your 30 different covers, which half of them you can't see unless you log in and prove you're 18 or older.
Yes. Boundless Comics, which should be called Boundless Boob Comics, I think.
You know what? The story may be good. May have a good story.
It very may, very well
may. I have no idea because I'm not getting it.
Zenoscope, which is kind of like the same stuff.
Oh no, I threw Boundless and Zenoscope are 2 different camps. All right. There's your various Bloodshots. I'm actually enjoying this. I mean, I like the Bloodshot Reborn, but the Bloodshot Salvation, I'm liking where it's, I'm really intrigued by some aspects of it because they're jumping back and forth in time, the near future and the current, and it's interesting. So, and I think the next issue or the issue that's solicited here, this issue, it's totally in the dark. So it's the pitch black darkness. So there's panels, but it's as panels as if you were in a dark room or you're out at night. And so you're seeing the word balloons and you're hearing stuff. And that's the whole issue. So I guess it's a different take on a silent issue. It's a blind issue.
Wow. Let's see. Oh, Billionaire Killers by Black Mask. Number 1 comes out in March.
Yeah. Number 2 comes out when?
That's just it because the author, Matteo Pizzolo, who is the author of Young Terrorist and Cal Exit.
Well, what does he put out Cal Exit 2?
That's the thing.
Okay. We need to
Young Terrorist. He put out the first issue of Young Terrorist, and I think the second issue came out 19 months later. Then he put Cal Exit, and we're still waiting for the number 2 of that. And then now he's starting another book.
Are you going to have to go take your blood pressure medicine?
No, and I promised myself I was not going to go on a Black Mask harangue this episode. But
but when you see him put out a third book, and he hasn't even got out issues 2 of the first 2 series that you really like, we're not downing his talent. Let's just get the books out. Get it in my ear hole.
Well, that's it. And it doesn't seem to bother anybody, because I have read any number of reviews on Black Mask books, you know, different things about the stuff, and not one of those reviews or articles I've ever read has called them out for their erratic release schedule. So, but anyway, okay, that's it. I'm moving on.
All right, so let's go down there. So then there's Brilliant Trash, which I'm still trying to figure out from Aftershock, but I'm sticking with it. It's pretty good. And then BSG versus BSG, which makes no sense to me. All right, so Catalyst Prime books. Volume 2, number 5. Interesting. I thought they were doing 4 issues for each volume, but I guess they've kind of decided against that.
I don't know. I am probably... I'm on the verge of stopping buying the individual issues and just waiting for the trades on these. Just that's just personal. I'll try to save a little bit of cash.
Because... Yeah, well, let's see. So they're like the Astonisher trade there is $14.99. So it's $15 for like 4 issues.
I'm going to need to look at
so, this. So you save a dollar? Not that I'm trying to talk you into the...
No, no, I need to look at it more closely. But
So the Catalyst Prime stuff's been still been going pretty good.
Yeah, it's really doing well for Lion Forge.
I don't know what their numbers are, though.
I don't either. I've not seen anything about it. I have no idea. I need to try to go back and find some sales figures to see what they do. Because I'd like to see what their sales are on that. And I'm really curious to see what their sales figures are on their Magnetic Collection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ghost
Sometime
25.
In the next few
Ghost
months.
Ghost 25 came out today, so.
Was it 5 or 6? I thought it was 6.
That's been pretty good.
And the second volume of Jazz Maynard will be in the next couple of months, 2 to 3 months. I'm not sure when.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what else we got? Oh, there's another Black Mask comic. Come in to me.
I'm not even going to say. Not going to get started again.
Let's see. And whatever. Some more Cross. It's amazing. They put the Cross comes right after Cosmo, so you got the Archie kid book, and then you go immediately into Cross from Avatar.
Yep.
Well, those are all the trade paper. I just really didn't realize there was so much of that out there.
One thing I've noticed is missing in March is looks like there's no Hard Case Crime books coming out.
Well, we haven't got to that part yet, I think. I don't know how they order this online, but they're definitely not in order of publishers. I don't even know if we've gotten to any of the Titan comics yet. Let's see, so...
Now, here's what you're going to want. I know you're going to want this specifically.
Which one?
The Dynamic Forces Dark Knight 3 Master Race Number 1 Black and White Miller Signed Edition. $300.
Nah, I got the individual issues. I'm good with it.
But this is Frank Miller.
But there's the Dynamic Forces Mortal Men Number 1 signed by Jim Lee for $290. There you get a floppy for $300 as opposed to a hardcover.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's a floppy too. It's just the number one issue. Now, you know, maybe it was a hardcover trade paperback of the series.
There's a $30 Dynamic Forces Dark Knights Metal, the Midtown Comics exclusive.
Hey, there's a Star Wars number one Heisner sketch with Stan Lee's signature for $1,000. Yeah, I'm not much into paying for the signatures. I might wait in line for a little bit and get a signature for somebody, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, it had to be something I'd really, really want.
Well, it's kind of like buy a signature as a, it's kind of like if you want something signed, it's better to I want to be there and have them sign my thing and maybe personalize it a little bit maybe.
Right.
Or something, as opposed to just buying the signature.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, there's all your Doctor Who. There's your Titan. There's some of it.
Yep, Doctor Who stuff.
And then we skip into the EC Archive stuff.
Some Fantagraphics that are also, that book there, the EC Wallywood, Came the Dawn, and other stories look kind of interesting. I don't
that
know.
Sounds about. Familiar. Hmm.
Don't
I
know.
I looked that up. Some looked that up at one point.
He's got a couple of Wallywood books there by Fantagraphics.
Yeah.
Hardcovers.
30 bucks. That's not bad. See, that's what you should pay for hardcovers and books.
Yeah, I agree.
30 bucks. Let's see. Freelance. Now we're getting, there's your Game of Thrones stuff. I'm surprised there's not more of that, but I guess it is Dynamite, so I guess they just don't put out as much. There's some of your Zenoscope. Ghost Money number 8 comes out.
Number 8 of 10, yes. That'll be coming to the end sometime early this year.
Grass Kings up into 13. Issue 13 there.
I wonder
how long that's going to go.
I was just wondering that. I have not heard anything said, so I don't know.
Hunter X, Infinity, Interviews with Monster Girl. There's your James Bond. Ah, there's Jazz Maynard Volume 2, Number 2.
All right, so Number 1's coming out next month. I've got to make sure I've still got that on my pull list.
Yep. Ah, there's Jim Henson, Power of the Dark Crystal. I've been reading that. That's been very enjoyable. I've been reading it. Takes me kind of back then when it came out. Another nostalgia read.
Jimmy's Bastards, have you been reading that?
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious.
It is.
But it's Ennis, and there's not been too much Ennis I haven't liked. There's been a few things, but I usually enjoy Ennis. Yeah, I'm enjoying Jimmy's Bastards. I thought it was going to be a silly take, but it's actually got a kind of serious aspect to it, so.
And I'm not sure how long it's going to go on. I was reading the description of this issue 8, and it says Jimmy's final showdown with the Bastards begins in quite bloody style. So I don't.
There you go. Oh, there's what I read today that I really like. Judas Number 4 comes out. Well, Judas Number 2 came out today, and I really liked it. I don't want to say it was thought provoking, but it made an interesting, you know, observation and comment on some of the biblical stories and some of the biblical proverbs. So I like Judas. It was a good book.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
And now I'm confused here because we saw scrolled back up, you know, Amy Chu is doing this take on Green Hornet. Mm-hmm. And now from Dynamite. And now we have another,
Green Hornet?
I guess, well, these are trade paperbacks, so they're probably on all of the previous series. Kevin Smith, Green Hornet.
Oh, yes.
Sins of the Father.
I think that's when it originally came out, so those are probably back from about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And then your Planet of the Apes and Kong and various things there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Legend of Zelda. Looker, some more Boundless. The Love and Rockets. Must be in. I guess those are graphic novels.
Yeah, these are collections of mostly of the first two volumes from, went all the way from 82 up until early 2000s.
Yeah. So I guess they're magazine format?
No, they're not. They're small, they're reduced size. They're trade paperbacks, but they're same dimensions as the magazine, but they're smaller. I personally don't care for them as much because they're harder to read.
Yep.
But they're well priced. If you're wanting to get into the Love and Rockets, it's worth paying for.
There you go. All right. Lumberjane. Oh, and there's Magnus, our old Gold Key characters with Dynamite, whatever they're doing with them.
I've not heard how those are being well received.
I read them. They're all right, but I got to take a grain of salt because my expectations are for the Valiant versions, and these are the Valiant versions. So, ooh, there's a black and white edition hardcover of Mouse Guard, Black Axe. I really enjoyed the Mouse Guard series, but I haven't seen anything lately, and I don't know if that's gonna, anything new is going to come out because Arkaya. Arkea, whatever they were, got bought by Boom. So,
okay. Ooh, now here's some hard case. The trade paperback for Minky Woodcock, Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini, is coming out. And that's $25? That's...
How many issues?
Well, the second one just came out today, so it can't be more than three or four. I have to look at that. That's not...
Yeah, $24.99.
Hmm.
And I don't think it's any thicker. Is it? It's not like on the scale of...
No, they're not. It's not an expanded issue like...
The Girl Who, whatever,
the
books.
Dragon 2, you know, the Dragon Tattoo books. But yeah, Number 2 just came out today, and it's a standard length book. I'm curious as how much...
Maybe it's 6 issues or 8 issues.
Well, no, but this is a January solicitation, so that's for March. If the second one just came out in January...
Yeah, you're right.
They can't have more than 4. And if that's
maybe,
true,
it's
that's...
a, maybe it's a 2-issue hardcover at $24.99.
I don't know. It says trade paperback. So.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we will see.
I will not be able to recommend that if that's really trade paperback, and that's only four issues at $25.
There's Ninjak and Ninjak versus Valiant Universe.
No, it's Ninja K and Ninja versus.
Oh, you're right. It is. It's Ninja K. I stand corrected.
And the second deluxe hardcover for the previous run of the Ninjak, Matt Kent's run, comes out for $50.
Well, it's deluxe. You get all the sprinkles and everything.
Well, some of those deluxe have gone way the hell up. Like the Archer and Armstrong, the original Archer and Armstrong deluxe hardcovers are damned pricey. Last time I looked, anyway. So.
Well, unlike the web series, the comic actually did come out because I did read issue one today.
Are you going to get volume one of Oh Joy Sex Toy?
Nope.
From Ani Press?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll skip that. It's... That's a web comic, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It's an infomercial, the more you know.
All right, well, I was just going to ask. Thought I'd ask.
Let's see, Penny Dreadful, Pink Panther, Planet of the Apes, Pokemon, Pussycats, End of Everything, Quantum and Woody.
Yeah, that one's coming out.
Yeah, I never thought of Quantum and Woody as being part of the original Valiant. I thought it was more of the Acclaim stuff.
Well, okay, it now, is.
Yeah, now look there. There's the trade for Quarry's War, which is $16.99.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do more research on that as to wondering why that other one is $25. But
maybe it's signed by somebody.
It doesn't say that in the description, though.
I'll sign it and sell it to you for $50.
Okay.
Let's see, there's all your various Red Sonjas, Rick and Morty, Riverdale, one of my favorites, Robotech, issue 8, getting the regular cover, the action figure cover, and then another cover. All these covers.
And here's some one-shots from Valiant, Secret Weapons, Owen's Story, number 0.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The first, the Secret Weapons Nikki story was very good. It came out last week.
So that'll be coming out.
I really enjoyed Secret Weapons.
That was a good story.
Yeah, there's Shadow and Batman. Have you been reading those?
I read the first couple issues. I haven't caught up on it. But
was that Batman Shadow or Shadow Batman?
No, Shadow Batman. I gotta go back and pick up Batman Shadow. I missed that the first time it came out. So. But this will be... Yeah, this is the number 6 issue, so it'll be the last of it.
Oh, there's your SpongeBob. Hey, there's Stabbity Rabbit or Stabbity Bunny. When are you going to get Stabbity Bunny?
I haven't.
Did it come out today?
I think so. I didn't get it. No, I'm still on the fence about it.
Yeah. So, question for you: did you read Rachel's Rising or Rachel Rising from Terry Moore?
Yes.
You see Strangers in Paradise 25 number 2.
Do I see it? What do you mean?
Well,
I see it now. Yeah.
Issue 2 comes out.
That's true.
And so if you look at the cover,
let me pull this up. My 56-year-old eyeballs.
Isn't that Earl from Rachel Rising?
Could be. It's been so long since I've looked at that. I couldn't tell you. It may vary. It may very well be. I don't know.
And then if you read, and it looks like he's starting to incorporate his role, because then if you read the description, you get a character from Echo appears in it.
Well, he does that. He, you know,
but he hides them usually. Usually you have to catch it. It's not as blatant.
Not necessarily. Who's the woman? Libby from Motor Girl. The woman who owned the junkyard. She's from Strangers in Paradise. Wasn't a major figure, but she's from there, so it's not. It's not exactly what you would call a shared universe, necessarily, or not typically how you think of a shared universe. So I don't know. That could be. It could very well be.
Well, I think it is. So, and
I'm
digging it. I'm digging it. I like it.
I'd have to go back and get my Rachel Rising book to go back through. But I think I'm assuming you're right at this point.
Street Fighter stuff. Summit of the Gods. Surface. Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose. Should be getting some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, some more Three Stooges.
Yeah, this section of, I'm not sure how they order things. It's certainly not an alphabetical order because you get stuff and then it comes back. So.
Yeah, so there's the Uber.
Oh, here's one that looks interesting and I saw. It's Tinseltown from Alterna. It's another one of their $1.50 newsprint edition, newsprint books that they're coming out with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a crime. A 1915 Abigail Moore becomes one of the first female police officers in Hollywood. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. It sounded like you fell out of your chair there for a second.
Nah.
The Black Dahlia murders. There's been so many different takes on that. Uber Invasion. Are you still reading that?
No, I never read it. I think that's...
Oh, I thought you did.
I never got into
it. Oh, it's Ronnie. I think it was Ronnie that was reading that. Okay, I got confused.
Yeah.
Several Trump-related comics coming out.
Yeah, there's always going to be that.
Well, it's such an easy target.
Yeah, there's not much left. You get the XO Manowar from Valiant. Hey, there's your Young Terrorist trade paperback.
Yeah, I guess this, because the two issues came out, the original two issues, were expanded, like double-sized issues. So it was like, the length of it was equivalent to about four regular comics. I guess this is putting it the two together. Yeah.
I guess.
The creators of Cal Exit. the one-issue ongoing comic book. Okay, and we have, as always, we end with Zombie Tramp.
Yeah, we always end with Zombie Tramp.
Which I found out just this past week that Martin has actually read Zombie Tramp. So.
I have not.
I have not either, and don't plan to. It just doesn't sound like
it. Well, you know, it may be a good story in the and there you can't judge it by its cover.
That's true. That is true. But... So, some intriguing stuff coming out in March.
Well, no, yeah, there's some good stuff coming out.
Go out and look for some of this good stuff, and I think we'll wrap it up for this episode.
Yeah, I think we've gone for about an hour and a half, so.
Yep.
It's a lot of books.
Reach me on Twitter at JForgets. Dennis is at...
UTENGR.
UTENGR. Or you can Twitter the show at BOTR Comics.
Yeah, just like Terry Moore does.
Also, if you get a chance and you're on if you're iTunes, you can give us a review, which we would appreciate. So, unless you've got anything else to go?
No, I think we know. We did the previews, got some good stuff coming out. I think we have good stuff every month. It's just always changing and different. And that's what we're looking forward to. And
okay, then.
We'll talk about it in later episodes about how it actually was.
Very well, then. So everyone have a good day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Later.